This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
It might feel like summer outside today, but make no mistake, winter is coming and consumer advocates are sounding the alarm on what they say is a massive rate increase coming from the Chicago area's dominant natural gas utility. But People's Gas says the claims are full of hot air. WBBM's Terry Kashner has talked to all sides and he's here at the anchor desk with what everyone's saying.
Yeah, Judson, Jim Chilson of the Citizens Utility Board says a study conducted on his organization's behalf about People's Gas's overhauling its network of underground pipes spells bad news for Chicagoans.
The company would need to average a record-breaking rate hike for 15 straight years. That would double the annual charges for the average customer from about $1,200 to $2,400 by 2040.
But People's Gas says that study ignores testimony from independent engineers and safety experts that there is an urgent need to continue replacing corroding pipes across Chicago. We spoke to David Schwartz of People's Gas.
The biggest affordability threat to Chicagoans is the suggestion from Cub allies that regulators should support a plan that would add more than $5 billion to the cost of construction. That's extra money that would do nothing to improve safety or reliability.
Live at the anchor desk, Terry Kashner, 105.9 WBBM.
Terry, thank you. A man charged in a Northside weekend shootout with Chicago police was ordered detained pending trial after a brief hearing at the Layton Criminal Courthouse. 22-year-old Sidi Muhammad Abdali was not present after being critically wounded in the shootout and remains intubated. David Goldenberg from the Anti-Defamation League says Jewish people in the Chicago area are concerned about last weekend's shooting.
Saturday's crime feels like a hate crime, regardless of where the investigation lands. Chicago's Jewish community has been rocked, and Saturday's shooting is just the latest our community has been forced to overcome.
Abdali faces charges of 6 counts of attempted murder, 7 counts of aggravated discharge of a firearm, and 1 count of aggravated battery. Nearly 40 years after being arrested for a crime he did not commit, a Gage Park man is suing the city of Chicago and Chicago police.
Edwin Ortiz was 14 years old when Jose Morales was shot and killed in Humboldt Park. Ortiz was arrested for the murder and convicted in 1993. He was exonerated in July and now 51 years old is suing the city and 9 CPD officers, asking a jury to award damages and relief for his wrongful arrest and the 21 years he spent in prison. Among the defendants is now disgraced former Chicago police detective Ronaldo Guevara, who the complaint says coerced victims into falsely identifying Ortiz as the shooter. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Election Day is next Tuesday, and that means the patches of campaign yard signs you see now will be a forest by the time the polls close. Nearly all of them can be recycled, but many of them will end up in landfills. WBBM's Jim Goodis is here at the anchor desk with that story.
Judson, Claire Ryan is president of the Illinois Recycling Foundation and the recycling coordinator for Kane County. She says most campaign signs are made of plastic with metal legs, which are difficult for most recycling facilities to handle. She says there's a fairly easy way to recycle one type of campaign sign.
One would be film plastic, so it's a flexible plastic sign. Those can actually be taken to store drop-offs with plastic bags. They're made out of the same film plastic that a plastic bag is made out of.
Ryan says the other type of campaign sign made of corrugated plastic is harder to recycle. She says some communities allow residents to bring in campaign signs for recycling, and some campaigns will retrieve their signs after the election. But if you can't return, reuse, or recycle them, Ryan says put them in the regular garbage and don't mix them with your other recycling. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And imagine being promised a raise and being told you can't get it until other workers negotiate their raise. That's what hundreds of unionized city workers are being paid, and they're asking the Johnson administration for help.
Who are we?
73.
Who are we?
73.
Who are we?
Service Employees International Union Local 73 represents workers in traffic control, airport security, parking enforcement, and more. Traditionally, they bargained alongside IBEW, the Electrical Workers Union. SEIU settled its contract with the city, but IBEW did not. And SEIU local president Diane Palmer says the city is refusing to honor their contract until both are resolved.
Imagine going 2 years without a pay raise,
imagine standing to lose pandemic pay that has been sitting in the city's coffers, all because the city and another union can't come to terms.
Palmer is calling on the Labor Relations Board and the City Council to help. The city's law department had no comment. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Leadership changes are on the way for another city agency.
Chicago Housing Authority CEO Tracy Scott will be leaving her position effective this Friday. Scott was chosen by former Mayor Lori Lightfoot in March of 2020 to lead the agency and was criticized at times for public-private partnerships she oversaw, including the decision in March of 2023 to lease more than 23 acres of CHA land on the Near West Side to the Chicago Fire for a multi-million dollar development, including a training facility. A spokesperson for the agency says current CHA board chairwoman Angela Herlock will serve as interim chief executive officer while a search for Scott's replacement is conducted. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.